This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The ingratiating smiles of American bosses these days. I'm David Brancaccio. First President Joe Biden just addressed the country on the January 6th insurrection. Speaking from the U.S. Capitol, Biden forcefully condemned former President Trump for, quote, spinning a web of lies about the last election. Biden said he would stand, quote, in the breach and will defend this nation and, quote, allow no one to put a dagger to the throat of American democracy. The investigation in the House of Representatives into what happened a year ago is now said to be in high gear. Ian Bremmer consults with corporations and other organizations on political risk as founder and president of Eurasia Group. Ian, thanks for joining us.
David, always a pleasure.
Now, on the subject of January 6th and the investigation into those events, the insurrection in the House of Representatives, I mean, this is about the future of democracy, of course, but in terms of running the country in this coming year, policy, is it a sideshow?
It's a sideshow this year, but it affects, of course, the midterm elections, which will be the most important of American history. There are a large number of Americans, a majority, that believe that American democracy is in crisis. Fortunately, it's not a crisis of global democracy. Most other democracies around the world don't have this problem. Just in the last few months, David, Canada, Japan, Germany, they all held elections just fine. But in the United States, which happens to be the most powerful country in the world, this is a very serious problem. It's one that Americans are deeply concerned about. It's the one that I've gotten the most heartfelt responses to from people all over the world saying, what's happening to your country? And is there a way out?
And do you have much of an answer to, is there a way out?
There are a lot of things I'm optimistic about right now, but the political division inside the United States, when increasingly large numbers of Americans think that their principal enemy is not outside their country, but is the political opposition inside the U.S., we have to address that. Unfortunately, David, this is something that's been coming for decades. The U.S. is the most economically unequal of the G7 economies. It's the most politically divided of the G7 economies. And it's the country where, you know, sort of animal spirits have been most vested in outcomes. And that's great for growing stock prices. It's not so good for civil society. And it's going to take us a long time to get out of that.
Ian Bremmer at Eurasia Group, he also says that with consumers increasingly polarized and all the sides calling on corporations to take sides, companies are having trouble determining how to respond. That and other political risks of this new year can be streamed from marketplace.org if you missed them on the air. When the detailed notes of the central bank's last policy meeting came out yesterday, there was more talk of raising interest rates in March than some market players expected. Boom, the NASDAQ fell 3.3% yesterday, the biggest drop since February. This morning, the NASDAQ is down not quite 0.2%. The S&P is down a scant 3 points. The Dow is down 95 points or 0.3%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, there were government data showing record numbers of people resigning their jobs going into the holidays. 4.5 million people in November. Some are attracted to better jobs. Some need time off after the long pandemic slog. Others need to leave to care for children, given the daycare crisis and not knowing if kids will be home or not because of COVID. And company managers are trying to keep the employees they have. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
When I got in touch with Mark McGuire, the managing partner of McGuire's restaurant in North Dallas, he was trying to figure out if his restaurant was going to open that day. Three of his servers had tested positive for COVID and couldn't come in.
It's the most desperate situation that I can ever recall being in, and I bet it's some pretty desperate ones.
He says even before the Omicron variant, his restaurant was short-staffed and he was hiring for basically all positions. Part of the problem is that he's competing with not only other restaurants for workers, but other industries. He says just before Thanksgiving, one of the cooks that he had hired a few weeks before resigned with a day's notice.
Came in on a Thursday and said, tomorrow's my last day. I'm taking a seasonal job hanging Christmas lights. It's going to pay me about 3 times the hourly rate that you guys are paying.
He says he actually had to rehire somebody that he had fired for cause because he was out of options.
We got 2 choices. We can call him back in or we can close. That's it.
McGuire says he's doing whatever he can to keep people from quitting.
We do, you know, pizza parties. We try to, you know, make it a little bit more comfortable coming into work. We've given raises, you know, I don't know, my kitchen staff has gotten raises probably 4 times in the last, you know, 12 to 14 months.
And he says he knows his employees are still shopping around. Alex Colvin at Cornell says that's because right now they can.
As low-wage workers become more aware of other opportunities, they seem to be more likely to move to try and better their situations. People are jumping ship and looking for those better opportunities.
But it's not just restaurants and other low-skill employers struggling to keep staff. Carl Van Horn at Rutgers has been studying the labor market for 40 years and says he's never seen anything like this.
People have gotten accustomed to working from home, or working wherever they want to work, whenever they want to work. If you're at that end where you have flexibility of an employer, you're going to have to let workers do what they want to do if you want to retain them or attract them to your company.
More firms are even outsourcing recruiting to companies that do that exclusively. And Amy Bernard Vaughn, a hiring coach and consultant, says those companies have to broaden their search for potential hires.
Recruiters are finding that they need to get 5 to 10 times the pool of candidates for one job because of the turnover, the churn.
One way they're doing that? Technology. Bernard Bond says more recruiters are using artificial intelligence and chatbots to make the candidate filtering process more efficient in the hopes of more quickly getting to top candidates. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And Walmart is cutting in half paid leave for workers who test positive for COVID now. 1 week paid time off, not 2, in line with revised U.S. guidelines on how long people have to quarantine. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.